How is it coming along, my apprentice? Ah, yes, wonderful. Now sprinkle in the rose hips, just a pinch, like I taught you. Perfect. Yes, I think that will do. Just a few moments longer, and we may begin the final step. No, I'm fine, but to be honest, I do feel a bit on edge. Not because I am frightened, no, but because of the momentous nature of our undertaking. I'm aware that we are going to be making history, and being the first one to accomplish such a feat is a bit, not intimidating, but humbling. If we accomplish it, that is. We have had a few missteps along the way. Though we did find a way to grow you some extra limbs, so it wasn't a complete waste of time. No. I am in uncharted territory, my darling. I am meant to teach you all that I know, and in this I have no experience and no teachers myself. I am afraid of harming you much more than myself. And now, as the time grows near to test another potion, the concern for you swells ever greater in my breast. I know. You have no fear. You never do. You feel nothing but love, as always. It is time. Take this knife. And with my final words, you must cut my hand and allow my blood to spill into the medium. I know you do not wish to harm me, but it must be by your hand. You are the one drawing from my power, so must you be the one to draw my essence. It will be worth it, my dear, and I do not begrudge you even a single drop. Are you ready?
Vocote. Terra, Caelum, Aqua, Universum, De Sanguine, Fluit Virtus Mia, De Virtute, Fluit Magia Mia, Inidare, Verebus Meis, Gustare Anathema Sit, Id Est Anathema, Nunc. Usque in eternum.
Use the knife. Cut me. Now. Thank you. I'm fine. I'll be fine. Oh, God. The potion. It glows. Drink it now. We've done it. No, I'm certain. Everything feels different. I can feel you. The power emanating from you. Like a hum, a spark, or something ephemeral. But you are magic. I am sure of it. And you, how are you feeling? You do not feel as if you are going to break apart. I do not wish to be gruesome, but it was a real concern of mine. But you feel all right. Intact. Your body is not about to tear itself asunder. Yes, it is quite grim. But it did not, and has not, so we shall focus on other things. I want you to try something for me. A simple spell, one that I learned as a child. No. No potions. Only words. Stand there. Just like that. And put your hands out. Perfect. In the middle of your palm, I have placed a dried honeysuckle blossom. If the potion has worked and you are truly magic, then the spell will make the blossom float. Before you begin, I must remind you. You do not merely say the words. Close your eyes, center your mind, and tap into that part of yourself that is beyond the natural. That is the first and foremost part of casting. The ability to connect with that power. The one that flows through me and now through you as well. Do you feel it? The vibration. Yes. I can see it. Now, repeat after me. Flos levare. Leva in are. Altius levare. Flos. Yes. Oh, yes. Look. Open your eyes. See how it rises. You have done it. We have done it. Oh, oh yes, we have done it. You are magic. Oh, gods, you are magic. Oh, we have made history. And there is nothing we may not do now. You can truly begin as my apprentice, as my partner. And it is still floating. For your first spell, that is very impressive. It took me weeks to get a good lift when I started. When I regain my strength, we may start with stronger spells. I can already tell that you will be quite the boon to my business. And if we may create a spell of this strength, there is no limit to what we might do, and no one to stop us. I don't know. Crow. The poor thing, it has broken its neck. No, I'm sure it's nothing. It must not have seen the glass. We should go inside. I am still weak from the transfer. I imagine I will be for some time. I do not know for how long. I am quite lucky then that I have the most amazing caretaker in the world. Come, help me to the bed. I wish to rest. At least for a moment. Sit with me, and I will tell you all I know about magic. If my power is yours, then my knowledge shall be as well. I adore you, wonderful boy. As you do me, I know. When I am back on my feet, we may start our work together. As a team. I do not mind waiting until I am strong enough. We have eternity, after all. The two of us. Alone. I love you, my darling boy. And now that you are magic, no one can prevent us from living as we choose. Not a single soul. Now, let's get started. I have so many wonderful things to show you.